The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Seraph Oaks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Seraph Oaks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to glorify your holy name. We want to thank you because of who you are. Thank you because power belongs to you alone. Thank you because our life will not remain the same. Thank you because you will reveal your power and our life will be turned around for you to glorify your name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to welcome you again to today's program. And we want to continue with our study on Mary Magdalene. You will be surprised that, okay, what do we, why do we emphasize so much on this Mary Magdalene? Looking at the fact that we started talking about her. But you know what? We can learn so many things from her. The fact that the blood of Jesus has set this woman free, delivered, and set her to be at the very point that she's expected to be, you know, making her to be free from all her limitation and start to be what she was created to be. Just like you and I, before we met the Lord, we have our limitations, we have our problems, we have our bondages, we have all the negative things that have been labeled on us, not just by the people around us, but because of the fact that we have not met the one that makes all the difference, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so every one of us can identify with Mary Magdalene because she revealed to us what God can turn a life to become. She was in complete bondage, but the Lord set her free. And when she was set free, we started to look at what happened to our lives. You know, until we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we cannot be what God called us to be. It is not possible. We can be struggling to be something, but that may not be what God called us to be. But the moment we give our life to the Lord Jesus, then we are free of bondage. Bondage of where? Bondage of the pit of hell. Pit of hell is a place of chains and fetters, where we are tied down. It's a place of confusion, where our thought is distorted. It's a place of deformity, where our personality is deformed. But the moment we meet with the Lord Jesus, something new starts to happen to us. You know, the Bible says something that is so profound. When we look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it said, "You, my brothers, were called to be free." We are called to be free. The blood of Jesus that is shed for us on Calvary is shed so that we can be free from the pit of hell, from the chains and fetters, from deformity, from every limitation, from all weaknesses, from every label that the devil had put on us before we met the Lord Jesus Christ. But that verse 13 continued. It said, "But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." You know, when we are set free, just as Mary Magdalene was set free, and if you have received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, just as you have been set free, and if you have not received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and you are thinking that, what does it always mean, you know, to be free? What does it mean to be born again? What does it mean, you know, to have Jesus as one personal Lord and Savior? It is so simple. The Lord made it so simple. All that the Lord is saying is that you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, and on the third day he resurrected. And then you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. According to that Romans chapter 10 verse 9, the Bible says you will be saved. Salvation has been made so simple so that none of us will be able to boast in the presence of the Lord, because salvation is by grace, is not by works. That's what Ephesians 2 says, verses 8 and 9, so that we will not be able to boast. We still continue with Mary Magdalene, looking at the very background that Mary was coming from, a woman that have got 7 demons. And because she was fortunate to meet with the Lord delivered her from all the demons. I don't know what is your problem. I don't know what is your weakness. I don't know that sin that you continue to wrestle with. I don't know what exactly is your problem. Because you know what? You don't have any problem. Because the Lord Jesus is made available for us. Even as you are listening to this message, you can say and tell the Lord that, Lord, I want deliverance on so-so-so issue. The Lord will do it. And you will be surprised how simple it is to be delivered. Because the Bible says you will know the truth will set you free. The Lord Jesus is the truth. That's what John 8:32 says. Just know the truth and you will be set free. And that freedom now is what we want to start to look at. How did Mary use her freedom? The freedom that she received from the Lord. How many of us as Christians have received this freedom by accepting Jesus our Lord and Savior, but we are not using that freedom for the kingdom of God? You know, Mary Magdalene that we are looking at used her own freedom for the kingdom of God. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9, and I'm going to read verses 11 to 14. To make us to get a clearer vision of what happened to us when we are now in Christ, when we are now having intimacy with God, when we have given our life to Christ, when we have surrendered our life to Christ and said, Lord, I know I can do this. I know I can continue with my life. Come into my life. I ask you to be the Lord. You're going to be the director. You're going to be the controller. You're going to be my guide. You're going to be my teacher. You're going to be my counselor. Anything you say is what I will do. The day you raise up your hand and you surrender to the Lord, that is the day that you are saying that I will no more be in control. Lord, you'll be in control. Why should we do this? Let's see Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 14. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bull and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. Now verse 14. Everything that has been done before Jesus is just for outward cleanliness. But the blood of Jesus, what does it do for us? Verse 14. How much more then, with the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. When we are set free from the pit of hell, from chains and fetters, the Lord does not just clean us outwardly, but the blood of Jesus is able to get to our conscience to cleanse us from every act that leads to death. That means every act that is ungodly, every act that makes a separation between us and God, the blood of Jesus was able to do that. That's the miracle that happened when we give our life to Christ. That's the miracle that happened to Mary Magdalene. Jesus Christ, the perfect high priest, did not sacrifice the blood of animals for our sins. He sacrificed his own blood. He offered up his life as a sacrifice to God, as a sacrifice for the life of the people. Why must he do this? Because he is the Son of God. He loves you and I. He loves us. And that's the reason why he has to lay down his life. He did so that he could enter into the Holy of Holies of heaven himself. He did that. He did not use the blood of goat or any animal. He used his own blood so that he can reach the deepest part of you and I, so that nothing will still be uncovered by the Lord Jesus. The goats that were used in the Old Testament, they were just sacrifices to cleanse the outward part of man. But the blood of Jesus cleansed everything, including your conscience, including your intuition, including your communion, including your mind, your will, and also your emotion. Everything cleansed by the power of this blood. That's why we cannot have any excuse. He entered only once. The earthly high priest had to make continuous sacrifice, but Jesus Christ had to make only one sacrifice. Why? Because his sacrifice was the perfect and ideal sacrifice. Being perfect and ideal, he could stand forever for every human being of every generation. Not only that, the blood leads us away from dead works. Every dead work that we have been doing, every fleeting work that we have been doing, every stinking work that we have been doing, this blood was able to lead us away to serve the living God. Jesus makes us acceptable to God. He gives us access to God so that we can serve him. So how long are you going to start to think that you cannot do it, that you cannot serve the living God? The power has been given to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have got everything that you need. You just have to step out in faith. Mary Magdalene was able to receive forgiveness of her sin, and she was able to receive deliverance. And what happened to her life? She moved out to start to serve the living God. Are you serving God, or are you complaining? Are you wasting time? God does not like time wasters. God wants those people that are going to use the time wisely, because we are wasted enough of time. The devil must not have access into our life again. We are instruments in God's hand. As a woman, you have a part to play. You have a role to play in your family, in the life of your spouse, in the life of your children. Rise up and receive that God has given unto you. Receive him, and you'll be surprised what a great change you're going to bring into those around you. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank and worship you because you are the Lord. We want to glorify your holy name. Thank you because you are good. Thank you because you love us so much. As women, you just love us because you know that the devil has deceived us too much. And so, Lord Jesus, we say we're not going to be deceived again, but we're going to receive you. We're going to praise your holy name in the name of Jesus. Our life will not remain the same. We refuse to obey the devil again. We refuse to listen to lies. We choose to listen to the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.